Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodford, 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning, and 77 degrees. Authorities have identified the man who died in a crash early Tuesday morning in Derby as Matthew Ward of Hayesville. Crews responded to the crash just east of Meadowlark and Rock Road and found a motorcycle and the victim nearby. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
A Wichita man who exchanged gunfire with police during a chase has been sentenced to more than 23 years in prison.
22-year-old Elijah Martinez was sentenced Tuesday to 280 months for intentional second-degree attempted murder and three counts of burglary after a confrontation in December 2017. Officers began pursuing Martinez after a man reported seeing two people stealing mail in West Wichita. Police said gunfire was exchanged at a business, and when Martinez drove his vehicle toward officers, he then fled and was pursued in a chase with speeds reaching 100 miles per hour. The chase ended when Martinez pulled into a parking lot, lost control of his vehicle, and crashed. Cake News reports that Martinez suffered a gunshot wound to the jaw. No officers were seriously injured. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An armed robbery in northwest Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday night at a Jumpstart gas station at 21st and West. A female employee was outside when the suspect pointed a gun at her, made her go back into the store, and demanded cash.
Suspect's described as a white male in his late teens, 5'6", thin build, blonde hair, was wearing a clear or silver-framed glasses, black hoodie, gray sweatpants, black shoes, white gloves, and a rubber mask with black duct tape covering his face.
Suspect ran away with cash.
The Wichita City Council had a full plate of activity yesterday.
The council approved user fee adjustments and ordinance revisions to the Fats, Oils, and Grease program. The new fee structure, assessed to all food service facilities, will be effective September 1st. The increases will be gradually implemented over 4 years and is forecast to bring in $400,000 in new revenue by 2023. The council also approved a pilot program for a three-person paramedicine team staffed by a member of law enforcement, a paramedic, and a social worker focused on solving medical and mental health issues. Finally, the council approved a 30-year lease agreement with Yingling Aircraft at Eisenhower National. Yingling plans to invest at least $2 million in improvements and renovations to the facility. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Texas Democrat is trying again to compel impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
Following a vote adopting a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets and comments as racist, Texas Democrat Al Green argued the House must go further.
By causing such harm to the society of the United States, is unfit to be president.
Green introduced articles of impeachment. A vote could be forced later this week. House rules allow any member to call for an impeachment vote. Green did so unsuccessfully twice when Republicans controlled the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has resisted calls to launch impeachment proceedings without bipartisan support. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A fossil found decades ago turns out to be a new type of dinosaur.
A fossil unearthed at the Big Bend National Park in southwest Texas in 1985 has just been identified as a never-before-seen type of duck-billed dinosaur. Texas Tech University professor Tom Lehman discovered the fossil with its bones weathered and stuck together. A report in the Journal of Systematic Paleontology says researchers have determined the fossils are a new genus and species. Scientists say the duck-bill or shovel-billed were the most common herbivorous dinosaurs at the end of the Mesozoic era. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Now, can it be there are some folks who don't want to move to Kansas City? The Department of Agriculture says fewer than 40% of the researchers whose jobs are being transferred from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City will make the move to the Midwest. 40%. Agriculture Secretary Sunny Perdue announced in June that the USDA would move more than 550 jobs to Kansas City.
A USDA spokesperson says 145 workers will follow their jobs to Kansas City, while 250 will leave the agency. Now we'll get the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and muggy start to the day, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms early on. Otherwise, hot and humid throughout the rest of the afternoon, or high near 100 with an excessive heat warning in effect. Clear in 77 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy again with a high near 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 77 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. I'm going to tell you, when my family and I visited Disneyland in the mid-50s, right after it opened, we stayed in a hotel or a motel very close to the grounds.
Right.
And all we could see when we were swimming in the pool that first night before we went to Disneyland mm-hmm. was this great big open field. And then there were the castles sticking up over there. Today, you go there, and that's all filled.
Oh, yeah, well.
You can't even get close to Disneyland.
Walt built, you know, he bought all that land in Anaheim.
Right.
Which basically was country. It was orange groves.
Orange groves.
It was just, and people were like, why are you buying land in Anaheim? It's completely useless.
Well, first of all, he had a good idea where Southern California land was going to go at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put up a theme park, it's going to go even higher faster. Yeah, Walt was his brother Roy. They were a pair. I think Roy might have been the business brains.
And, of course, and they did the same thing in Florida.
Yeah.
They bought a bunch of swamp land. And why are you buying all this worthless swamp land?
Well, did you see that? What was the name of that, the title of the film that came out just a few months ago about the McDonald's and Ray Kroc? Was it The Chair?
The movie has a terrible title.
The Founder, something like that.
Yeah, The Founder.
Interesting, because according to that, of course, the whole idea behind expanding McDonald's across the country, and Ray Kroc was, what's going on? And the guy finally said, Ray, it's not about food. It's about property. It's about
real estate.
And so you got, McDonald's has prime real estate all over the country.
Yeah.
So, that's part of it,
That movie is tremendous, by the
way.
That
is a very good movie.
It's so underrated. It's very interesting.
Very interesting movie. All right, so we got the new stadium coming. Everybody's excited about the new stadium that we're building. I drive by, I come over the bridge on Kellogg every day going home to my house there in Riverside. And I look over there, and, you can see that it's starting to shape like this.
Yep.
The structure is there for a new baseball stadium. Actually, it's not a baseball stadium. We'd call it that, but it's going to be multi-purpose. We kind of forget about that they're going to do a lot of different things in there. And, not only that, but probably football, soccer, I don't know what else, but and even some events, special events maybe concerts, things like that. That's the vision for the thing. Well, now we found out yesterday, in the paper this morning, Dion Leffler's writing about this in the Wichita Eagle, that they talked to Mayor Longwell and about netting in the baseball stadium. It's something that, we talked to Mayor Longwell earlier this week, and I hadn't even thought about that. But it's pretty topical with what's going on, because the Royals are saying they're going to extend that netting down to the foul pole. That's a story we had yesterday. Then I saw more on it, and they said, we've been planning on that a long time. No big headline there. But somebody got hurt the other day, the other night at the ball game there at the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. And now they're just saying, yes, we are going to put up the nets. Well, apparently that's going to be foul pole to foul pole at the new stadium here in Wichita. And, already voluntary saying, we're going to do that to protect the people who are in the stands. Which, again, you hearken back to the days when when I was a kid and my brothers and I would take our ball gloves to the ballpark hoping we'd get that foul ball. And I'm hoping there's enough room there that once in a while one will, a foul ball will go up top over the net so you can catch one.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, Wichita State has done the same thing.
They've
extended the netting. And netting isn't like it used to be. I mean, that old netting at Lawrence Dumont, that was like something you'd find on a ship. I mean, it was thick.
Wasn't it made out of metal?
Heavy and rope.
Was it metal or something?
It was rope.
Oh, was it rope?
Now it's so, the materials are so refined and you don't even notice it's there, really.
So it's
really changed.
Yeah.
Over the years.
It's not going to be a problem with vision.
It's not a big problem.
But, But how do you get the foul balls?
Well, it's going to have to be a pop-up over the net.
Pop-up, something easy.
Gives you time to know that ball's coming toward you.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, when a ball goes into the stands.
And yet there's still some people who aren't paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Pop gets hit, and they don't realize, well, there's about a ball about to land on your coconut. You might want to pay attention.
Lands in the beer cup.
Or I love the people that don't look at it. They just look down and put their hands on top of their heads. Like, well, that ball's going to hit you whether you're looking at it or not. You better look at it so you can get out of the way.
I saw something in, I think it was in Kansas City several years. It might have been at Lawrence Dumont. I don't know what, I can't remember the game, but I do remember that there was an outfielder in batting practice. This outfielder was out there shagging balls. Mm-hmm. And he was taking fly balls at 400 feet away and catching them behind his back.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
ducking
guys
his
do
head.
That. Yeah.
Have you seen guys do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tried.
Pretty, that stuff's pretty cool when they do that.
I was playing slow pitch softball a few years ago, and I decided to try that a couple times. I got it to work. I didn't even get blunked.
It's nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend you try it. You may have one to hit you right in the coconut, like you said. But anyway, all right, so we're going to have netting along both sides, and I'm going to be looking forward to that ballpark. That's going to be fun. It's going to be close to my house, close to the Monarch, close to Hatman Jack's. Everything I need is right there within the
flying
distance.
Yeah, you barely have to leave home.
I wouldn't even have to, I could maybe go down there and camp out for a weekend. It's all coming up. Well, there's exciting things going on in Wichita. There's no doubt about it. And the next couple of years, we're going to see other things happening on both sides of that river. All right, Ted, it's 7:40 now with Steve and Ted. On the way, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. He's got an update on plans for a new hotel near Wichita's airport. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.